Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm Bishop James Jones, and I'd like to first give honor to God, whom is my Lord and Savior. And without God, I do not know where I would be. I bring you greetings from Grace in the Wilderness Ministries, located in Baltimore, Maryland. And I am the senior pastor, Bishop James H. Jones, and I welcome you to the show today. For those of you who are listening, if you'd like to be on the show or call in, please give us a call, or you can call in at 1-646-564-9923. And if you'd like to be on, because on Sunday mornings, we're going to host ministries. So if you'd like to have your church on Sunday mornings, please give me a call at 410-982-9109. God bless you. This evening, I look to have a very, very interesting and, well, it's going to be a very interesting and, how would I say it? It's just going to be an interesting show. And this show is not to, or this show is not to be demeaning to anyone at any time, but to bring about awareness, spiritual awareness, because the question is, where is the Christian church now? And that's a good question. And so I'm hoping this evening we can answer that question. Where is the Christian church now? We're on for 30 minutes, and we try to answer as many questions as we can and take as many calls as we can. So by all means, call in. I just wanted to share this. We also advertise. So if you own a small business and you'd like to advertise your business, once again, give me a call, 410-982-9109, Bishop James Jones. Once again, if you'd like to advertise, 410-982-9109. Our broadcast is heard all over the world. And so when you call in, you're not just talking to people where you live, but all over the world. We have people who are listening in Africa, Nigeria, England, the UK, all over the world. So I look forward to hearing from you. So without further ado, we're waiting. This show is new, so we just really began to advertise. So we do expect to have some callers call in, and we'll grow over time, and I believe this. Once again, we're new. So this is our first show of the 2017. And this will not be our last show. We will also have at least four shows a week, and we'll have different hosts. So if you'd like to be a host and you have a topic that you'd like to just share and bring some information to people, give me a call once again, Bishop James Jones, 410-982-9109. So we're just waiting on our first caller. In the meantime, if you live in Baltimore. If you're looking for a new or used car, I recommend that you go to Antwerpen Nissan, located at 1701 Woodlawn Drive. And it doesn't matter what your credit is, how good or how bad, Jack always says yes. And if you go, give me a call, 410-982-9109. Ask for me, James Jones. And that's at Antwerpen Nissan, once again, 1701 Woodlawn Drive. So I'm sitting here waiting for somebody to call in. It's exciting when people call and begin to call in anyway. I sent messages out to a lot of people, so it really doesn't matter how many people call in. As long as we get a call, that shows progress. So that way we don't feel like, you know, we failed, because you can't fail here. We're still getting information out, and that's what we want to do. We want to get information to people, but we want to get the right information to the right people at the right time. Amen? Amen. While we're waiting, once again, the question is, where is the Christian church now? There seems to be a lot of questions about where the Christian church, the direction of the Christian church right now, and where it is. Right here in Baltimore City, we have churches on just about every corner. And then on every other corner, we still have drug dealers and prostitutes and alcoholics. So, I don't know. It looks like the drug dealers and the alcoholics are staying outside, because they feel like the people on the inside are just like they are. So why should they go on the inside? Now, what do I mean by that? There are some people who go to church, who are in church every Sunday, but then every Monday through Friday, they're either buying drugs, drinking, or cursing and fussing and all this other stuff. So I guess a lot of people, especially young people, are saying, why should I go to church when everything that I see them do, we do out here? So I don't know. It's a good question. It's a real good question. But anyway, I just want to say that a lot of things happen in church. And, of course, we don't go to church for the people in the church, but to hear word from God, from the man of God. But then the question is, how can you do that when you have openly gay pastors in the pulpit? Now, I'm not judging anybody, because I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, they're gay, so what, you know, as long as they're preaching the word of God. Are they really preaching the word of God, the unadulterated word of God? So, why do we stray away from that topic? Now, if I can remember, when God sent the angels to Lot, it was already God's intention to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But the angels came to Lot, and of course Lot welcomed them in, and while they were there, you know, the people, a lot of the people in the town, the men, and I don't know if any women came, but they came and they asked to give them over. They said, give them over to us. You know, I think they just wanted to have them. And Lot refused. So that's when Lot was asked to leave and to take his family and to not look back. Now, Lot's wife did not want to leave. So why? Why didn't she want to leave such a God-forsaken place? Okay, well, let us put ourselves in her position, because some of us are in her position. And the reason she didn't want to leave is because she had become accustomed to the ways of the people. It no longer bothered her. It didn't bother her at all because it seemed right. Or maybe she thought, well, that's their thing. Let them do what they want to do. But then it goes against everything that God stands for. So how can you be, or no, how can you preach the word of God and live according to the principles of Satan? It's impossible. Not impossible. People are standing in the pulpit. Now, I'm not saying that they aren't preaching the word of God, but it's how they're preaching and where they're preaching and where are they. God said he's coming back for his church, a church without spot or wrinkle. And what is the church? We are the church. We, the people, are the church. God dwells in you, not the building. And that's the mistake that we make. We leave God in the building because that's where we go to worship God. When we're supposed to worship God every day in ourselves, when you have a relationship with God, you worship God every day because God lives, the Spirit of God lives in you. So there's a lot wrong with not just the Christian church. Let me stop. There's a lot wrong with the Christian church, the Muslim temples, the Jewish temples, the people that knock on your doors, the Jehovah's Witnesses. So we all want people to see us right. Not God, but us first, then God. So it's very difficult. Now, we have 16 minutes left, 16:50. So I ask myself, why aren't people calling in? Well, for one, we have a lot of people who are Christians who don't like talking about certain things. They'd rather accept it and keep it moving than talk about it. They don't want to talk about gay preachers in the pulpit because they themselves are not right. No, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. We're all sinners by nature. We are. But what do our children think? I mean, when they see gay preachers in the pulpit, so they think it's okay, so they become gay, and that's what they do. I'm not understanding it. Some of us need to go and sit down. Some of these buildings that we call churches need to be, I mean, we need to shut the doors because nobody's coming in there except the same old heathens. My mother just recently passed, and, you know, she attended a church initially when they first started. But then when I started pastoring, she left and she came to be with me. Now, when my mother passed, the pastor came to the funeral home. And he exclaimed, well, I can't be there tomorrow, but I'll have representatives. Representatives, he's so important that he couldn't come. My mother supported this man from day one. Black people in this country, not just black, but blacks and whites, we want to be the head of something. We want people to worship us. But all you're doing is setting yourself up for hell, eternal damnation. That's what you're doing. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. I guess, you know, I thought about it for a long time. And I said, well, should I go and approach the pastor of the church? But then I felt like I might say the wrong thing. But I just want him to know that, you know, if you want to be a pastor, then let it reflect from your life. All you feed on is food. Yes. You feed on earthly food. Because if you were feeding on godly food, you would treat your people better. You would support them in life and in death. I'm talking to you, Bishop. Well, the Bishop of Family Life Ministries, I'm talking to you, and I just think it's a shame. And all of the people in that ministry who call themselves her friend, even the one person that my mother used to ride with all the time, they wouldn't even come to her funeral because the funeral was being held somewhere else. Alonzo Jones, you need to repent and ask God for forgiveness. Because one day, you have to leave this world as well. And you have to answer for what you do. You and I guess the people of a church are the reflection of the pastor of the church. So I understand why your people are where they are, because everybody want to be big time and showboat, and everybody's dressed a certain way and look nice, when all of you don't look nice. You don't look pretty at all. And I can tell you right now, your church is dying. You've lost more people than you've gained. And that's going to continue to happen until you repent. But anyway, my mother was a good woman. And I know that she's with God. So anyway, back to the subject. No one has called in. We have 11 minutes left in the show. But nevertheless, you know, God is good because he's allowed this show to happen, and here we are. And so it's a wonderful thing. I thank God for what he's doing. Anyway, I'm really trying to make this a positive thing for a lot of people, and so I look forward to hearing from you. And Just call in. I think some people got the time wrong, but I said 6 p.m. So I don't know. Anyway, let me call. Let me call one. A good thing is you can call people from here. So let's see. Let's give our call. All right, our number is 443-676-7272. I'll put it in screen room. Okay. Let's just give her a call while we're online here. We have 8 minutes left.
All right, I'm trying to call in now.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Trying to call in now. 2-3. So anyway, there's a lot going on in the Christian church, and we are going to revisit this topic because a lot of people run away from this topic. They don't want to talk about it. And so we are going to revisit this topic at another time. Where is the Christian church now? Once again, this is Grace in the Wilderness Ministries talk, and once again, if you'd like to broadcast your ministry or advertise, please give me a call at 410-982-9109. I'd like to welcome our guest, Pastor Arnetta Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord, Bishop. How are you?
I am blessed, Pastor Thomas. And you?
I am blessed. I see that you have a talk show going on, and I know that you are very professional in that area. And we at Life Deliverance Outreach Ministry is looking forward to being with you on the talk show.
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Thomas, while you're on the show, why don't you let the listeners know about your ministry, where your ministry is located, your service times, and so forth, anything that you have coming up.
Okay. We are Life Deliverance Outreach Ministry. We are a ministry that reaches out to people, the homeless, recovery addicts, and we are located at 1500 Union Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 211. You can reach us at LOD Ministry. Our email is lodministry@gmail.com, or you can contact me yourself at 443-676-7272. Pastor Arnetta, 443-676-7272. And I want to invite the people who's in the Baltimore, Maryland area to we're having on June the 22nd at 3 p.m. We're having an installation and church anniversary service from 3 to 6 at 1500 Union Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Come out, spend some time with us. The church anniversary, we're going to have a hand clapping and foot stomping good time.
Amen. Amen. Also, Pastor Annetta had, I don't know, but she and I are going to talk about, I think she's interested in broadcasting her show on Sundays. I don't know if it'll be Sunday morning or Sunday evening, but I'm sure she'll get with her church members and they'll get back with me. But anyway, you know, Pastor Annetta, she's certainly a true woman of God. And for those of you who are listening in the Baltimore area, if you're looking for a church home or somewhere to go that's real, because I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of churches out here, and my question again, the topic is, where is the Christian church now? But I can assure you that she is the pastor of a ministry that is doing some things, not just for herself, but for the people of God. And that's what what you need to look for, a church where you can hear the word and be able to serve God in a place where God is. So that's up and coming.
Our main objective is to win souls. That's what we're here for, to win souls.
Okay. Well, Pastor, you know, you didn't spoke about 15 minutes worth of time, and so I don't know if you should charge for that or not. But it's certainly a blessing to have you. And now, this, for the time being, so that people will know, when Pastor Annetta is broadcasting her show, she will, I'm just here now. I'll usually do the on-air shows throughout the week, not unless somebody has a topic or something that they'd like to do. And if you do have a topic, please let me know. Each show is 30 minutes long. It can be longer, but 30 minutes long. And please call 410-982-9109, and we can discuss the amount. But we try to be reasonable so that people can afford to come on this radio show. We want to make it affordable. You go to any other radio station, I can tell you it's $200 to $300, and all you're getting is a half an hour. So we want to be open-minded, and we want to be able to assist the men and women of God. And if you have a business, we'll do that too. We do advertisements, so we certainly look forward to hearing you again, Pastor, on that. And like I said, you know, if you have anything that you'd like to do throughout the week, this broadcast is heard all over the world. Now, you don't have to take my word for that, but believe me, all over the world, this broadcast is heard. From Baltimore to Nigeria, this broadcast is heard. Florida, Atlanta, Texas, this broadcast is heard all over the world. And all you need to do is touch base with me, and I'll tell you, if you decide you want to have a show and you want people maybe in another state to hear you, just call me and let me know. Well, anyway, our 30 minutes is almost up. I have a minute 21 left. And it'll in this episode. Do you have anything else you want to say, Pastor?
No, sir. Just get. I can guarantee the people that Bishop will get you out there. He will air you. Been working with him for quite a long time. Bless you. Bless everyone out there that's listening. Have a blessed and wonderful evening.
You do the same, Pastor. God bless you. And for
God
the listeners,
too,
God bless you, too. And we certainly look forward to hearing you. We'll be here again tomorrow for another show at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to say Saturday at 6 p.m. So I look forward to talking to you. God bless you from God's grace, from Grace in the Wilderness Ministries. And we say God bless you and peace and love. Bye now.